Welcome once again, ladies, gentlemen, and everything in between. It is another episode of Velvet Al Watches Movies So You Don't Have To. I would explain the premise of this podcast, but it's kind of right there in the title. Velvet Al, that is me, will watch a movie so you don't have to. But keep in mind, you don't have to doesn't mean you don't have to. Wait, yes it does. It doesn't mean that you can't, just that you shouldn't. You can choose to not watch the movie because I watched it for you, but you still can watch the movie if you want. And this week's movie is Slaughterhouse, which is going to be fun for me, because I don't know if you've noticed, I have a bit of a speech impediment that I can't pronounce the TH sound very well. Yeah, and it's right there in the title. I'm going to have to say sloth a lot. And if it's at the end of the word, it's not too bad. So sloth is okay. Slaughterhouse. Oh, boy. But yeah, this is a movie about a sloth that kills people. Hence, Slaughterhouse. Which is not based on the comic Killer Sloth. Is it? I forget what it's called, but I did read a comic a few years back about a sloth that kills people. And I don't think this is based on that. Because it's a dumb idea that, you know, I'm surprised everyone hasn't, like, done to death. Because sloths, they're very slow. And you might think, oh, they're slow. How many people can they kill? Well, Jason Voorhees is very fucking slow, and he just slashes them up. He's got a pretty high kill count. So, this sloth is no slouch. Was that? That should have been, like, the tagline for the movie, I think. Anyhow, this is the point in the podcast where, against my better judgment, I press play. You know, Slaughterhouse is a cute title. It's a cute little pun. But it probably would be better if it took place in a slaughterhouse. Then it would just fully, like, the pun of it would just be, like, perfect. But anyways, we start in the jungle. And there's a sloth. And he's totally adorb. Dorbs? I'm not sure. I'm not up on the lingo. But he's very adorable, and he's climbing on his limb, trying to reach fruit or something, but unfortunately, he's a little too close to the water there. The alligator-infested water. And the alligator just jumps up and grabs Sloth. And, sorry, Sloth. It was very nice to me. Oh! Sloth comes out from the water. He has won this round. But then a bigger monster comes, man, and they shoot the sloth with a tranquilizer dart, because they're going to sell them on the open market or something. I don't know. Maybe it's for the zoo. Maybe, you know, it's something really wholesome, something commendable. No, they're probably just going to, like, sell them to science. So we're at the mall with some college girls, and they're all like, yay, yay, yay. That's how college girls talk. I know, I went to college, and yeah, it was like 100 years ago, but it hasn't changed that much. But the one college girl is all upset, because she's in a sorority, but she's never going to be the sorority president, because she's on the TikTok, and she doesn't have enough of the followers. Why am I talking like that? But, yeah, then her friend's, like, trying to, you know, comfort her. Like, she's got followers, but those aren't people that really like her. They're probably Russian bots. Which, you know, I always hear about, like, these bots that, like, become followers. How do I get them? I would be totally down for some Russian bots to follow me and make me look cool. But, you know, wannabe sorority girl. Or, well, she's not really a wannabe sorority girl because I think she's already in the sorority. But she. Fuck, what's her name? Because I'm going to need names if I keep talking about them because I can't just refer to all of them as sorority girl. I probably will. So, main sorority girl. She's walking through the mall trying to figure out how am I going to increase my follower count when a Shih Tzu. Yes, a Shih Tzu. Those dogs. Comes running, and she's like, "Oh no, I gotta save the Shih Tzu because it's a poor, defenseless animal." And she manages to save him right before this, I think he's kind of Russian guy, who works at an exotic animal shelter, store. And he's telling her, like, if you want the followers on the TikTok, you should get the exotic pet. I know my accent's just kind of going all over the place there. Because if you get the exotic pet, that's what the followers like. Like, yeah, better than getting, a dog. Because everyone's got a dog. Or a cat. I have cats. I don't have a dog. But, same difference. The point is, very few people have an exotic animal. Exotic like. Let me show you this video of a sloth. Maybe if you want, I could sell you a sloth. That's kind of an Italian accent. I am like just. You know what? Stereotypical Italian accent is kind of really the only accent I can do. So all my accents eventually just go back to stereotypical Italian. And, like, if you want, maybe I could sell you a sloth. And she's like, oh no, I can't buy a sloth. And like, take my card. You change your mind. I bet she's gonna buy a sloth. And I bet it's the killer sloth. Now we're introduced to the sorority girls. We're at the sorority house. And I guess it's kind of clever how we're doing it. Because it's one of those, like, the girl comes in and you get, like, the name and the information. But it's all done, like, their social media profiles, and honestly, I didn't even bother to really read their social media profiles, like, because, fuck it. And they all seem interchangeable, so the only ones we really need to know are the queen bitch, because she's gonna make things difficult, because she's the queen bitch, and she wants to be president, again, 2 years in a row. And the only other interesting girl there is frat bro, which I don't want to assume they're trans. I think they're just very tomboyish and they act kind of like a frat bro, so I'm calling her Fratsis, which is an awful nickname. Really awful. I apologize, Fratsis, but yeah, I'm not going to bother trying to come up with anything more clever. Hero girl goes up to her room and she's looking out the window and it's like, oh, what a lovely day. Oh my God, someone's in my room! And it turns out to be her boyfriend, but the screaming has attracted the attention of Fratsis, who comes barging in with a samurai sword. I like Fratsis. She's my hero, and I bet she is going to use that samurai sword on the sloth. And movie, if you don't give me that, I will be very disappointed and I will cry. But Hero Girl tells her, like, oh no, it's okay, it's just my boyfriend. And then end scene, and we just kind of. We don't get to see like them hanging out or anything. Like, hey, I came here to surprise you. Like, oh no, we're moving on to the next scene, which is nighttime, and Hero Girl is looking at the old pictures of all the old sororities, and her mom used to be president of the sorority, and the sorority mom is all drunk and telling her, like, hey, your mom was great. What time? We brought to hug the homeless and. The homeless smelled really bad and everyone threw up, so it didn't work out too well, but her heart was in the right place. And lead girl, hero girl, is kind of like, I can't run for sorority president. Head queen bitch is gonna get it and everyone's gonna hate me. I can't do that. And sorority mom is like, no one's ever regretted trying. Which I think there's probably a lot of corpses on Mount Everest that would disagree. I'm sure all of those people regret trying. Hero girl decides, you know what? I am gonna take that creepy, vaguely European guy up on his offer and get a sloth. It'll help my followers on the TikTok, and then I can possibly become sorority leader. And so the European Russian, I don't know if he's European or Russian. He's a foreigner. He's like, yeah, come over tomorrow. We can make a deal. And then he starts thinking to himself, I wonder what would happen if I didn't give this sloth the tranquilizer pills. I'm sure nothing bad could happen. Oh, hey, you know what, sloth? Let me take you for a walk. Yeah, and he tried to take the sloth for a walk. And he regretted it. See, sorority mom, you were fucking wrong with your whole no one regrets trying. People regret trying when they fail. And this was an epic fail for him. That ended in death, because the sloth just pretty much ate him. And with good reason, because he smelled funny, because he was European. Hero girl goes over to creepy guy's house and nobody's home. Except it's not that nobody's home, it's just that he's dead. And before you can say breaking and entering, she walks into the house and sees that adorable little sloth. And oh, hey, even though the guy's not around, I don't know, did they ever make an agreement that she was going to pay for the sloth? Because she just takes the sloth. And I'm pretty sure that's considered property theft. But I don't know, because maybe they did have the agreement that she could just come and take them. Which in that case, like, it is kind of a legal gray area in that, it was promised to her for no charge, so it is hers. But she did take it off his property without like permission, although he said she could be on the property. Oh my God, there's like just legal gray areas that I don't understand because I am not a lawyer. And so she takes it to the sorority house, and Queen Bitch is already in a bad mood because she's been told that Hero Girl might be thinking about running for a sorority leader. Like, oh, Queen Bitch is like, fuck no. And she's mad, and in comes Hero Girl with a box. And what's in the box? And they kind of tussle, and the box falls over, and out comes the sloth. And oh my God, he is so adorable. I love sloths. Sloths are kind of like my like spirit animal, in that I too like to just kind of lay around and sleep. No, actually, really, koalas are my spirit animals because they sleep like 23 hours a day. And if I could, I would sleep 23 hours a day. Sloths are adorable too. And all the sorority sisters are like, oh, it's so adorable. But sorry, I'm recording this in my living room or my other living room. And there's a fucking grandfather clock, so occasionally you'll hear it go ding, 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 depending on the time that I record this particular clip. Of course, Queen Bitch, she's not cool with having the sloth in the house, mostly because, it's making Hero Girl popular, so she's like, need I remind you of the rules? No pets. Oh, about that, there's is a bit of a loophole that
Pets are allowed if they are the house mascot, as long as, you know, majority vote, because it is not a bitchocracy, it's a democracy. I don't even feel like explaining that one. So, of course, the other girls are like, this thing is so adorbs, we're gonna vote, and we vote yes, this is our new house mascot. And everyone's like, yay! And Hero Girl's like, oh, and by the way, I will be also running for sorority leader. And everyone's like, yay! Except for Queen Bitch. Now, Hero Girl's friend, the, you know, reasonable one, she's like, you know, Slavs are not, you know, native to cities. Probably not a good idea to have a Slav, because it was poached away from its home, and you don't even know how to take care of it. You don't know what it eats. You don't know how to take care of it. And, you know, Hero Girl's starting to think that, you know, maybe she has a point. I should just take the Slav back to the guy whose house I stole him from, basically. But Francis is like, yo, this is making you popular. Check out your Instagram. And po 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 po, all those heart reacts and all that. I don't know how Instagram works. I am on Instagram, and I only use it to follow, like, OnlyFans creators. But they don't show nudity because it's Instagram and Mark Zuckerberg hates nudity. So I have to follow the OnlyFans on X, formerly known as Twitter, because they do allow nudity. And, you know, it sickens me that I have to support Elon Musk for free nudity. Actually, I don't. So I can just... The internet is full of free porn, which just amazes me, and it gives me, like, mad respect to any OnlyFans person that can actually make a living on it. Like, with the amount of free porn out there, you have managed to get someone to pay for it? That is just amazing. My hat's off to you. But anyhow, you don't need to show your titties. You can show your Slav, and that will get you just as much recognition. But, you know, getting a Slav is much harder, so I personally would stick with showing your titties. But, yeah, so she's popular, and Queen Bitch is trying to figure out how to get rid of the Slav, even if it takes having to do a second vote, if that's possible. Now, Hero Girl goes to give the Slav his pills. Yeah, she found the bottle of pills in the box with the Slav, and figures, hey, it must be the Slav's pills, you know, so he should take them. And he's all like, you know, because he's loving, he's loving the girl, and he's like, okay, because you are a wonderful pet owner. And then she goes out of the room because she's got to get ready for the big sorority party where all the new pledges are coming. And he decides, well, let me just hop on the computer and see what's going on. Wait, he hopped on. Okay, sure, he hopped on the computer. Knows how to use a mouse. Like, okay, yeah, maybe. Like, he saw her do it. Then knows how to click off the story that she was reading and opens up, like, her Instagram or whatever, like, the fake social media profile that they have for this movie because they can't use Instagram. I don't know how he knew how to open that up. And he's scrolling through the pictures, like, okay. That is fucking the youth of today. Even a Slav just put it in front of a computer and automatically knows to go to social media and look at pictures. But he sees that there's a picture of her with the exotic animals guy that had kidnapped him. And he's like, oh no, this isn't good. And he spits out his pill. He's like, I am pissed off now, but I'm gonna play along for right now. And Hero Girl just takes him out to the, you know, I'm just assuming the Sloth is a guy. Sloth could be a girl. I mean, everyone's assuming it's a guy, but I don't know the difference between a male Sloth and a female Sloth. So it could very well be a girl Sloth. But everyone else is a girl in this movie, and there's too many girls, and it's really fucking around with pronouns. And who cares about pronouns? You need some sort of pronouns to try to... whatever. Hero Girl's showing off the Sloth to everyone. And, you know, everyone's like, ah, how cute, sweet, yee. But bitch leader's second in command has had the commands that she needs to get rid of the Sloth. And so she's like, oh, let me hold the Sloth while you go talk to other people. And it's raining outside. And Sloth's like, she's like, well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to put you outside of the house so that you get lost and die out here in the rain. Sloth isn't happy about that. And he makes his way back to the sorority house where Second Command is trying to get laid. And so Sloth sneaks into her room, slips something into her drink that incapacitates her. And the last thing she sees is the Sloth raising his claw and kablammo! He kills her. Hero Girl is sad because she can't find the Sloth anywhere, and the party's letting out because the power went out. And everyone's like, well, you know, we're scared of the dark. We're leaving. It's raining. And Queen Bitch is like, you know, I saw the other girl take out the Sloth and then come back with him. So who knows? Sloth might have just disappeared and might be dead. And Hero Girl's just like, ah, what am I going to do? I love that Sloth. And then there's the Sloth. Oh, thank heavens you're there. And she gives the Sloth a big hug and doesn't notice the blood dripping from his claws. And then we've got a montage of the lead up to the election. And it's it goes back and forth with a dodgeball game where Hero Girl is winning because Queen Bitch falls into some Sloth poop. And did no one notice the Sloth pooped? Because the writers of this film really should have looked this up. Sloths do not poop like regular animals. They poop for like hours on end to get one poop out. It's part of why they live in trees and almost never come down, because they are like just leaving themselves in complete danger to predators when they go to poop. And it's like a big like square poop. Yes, I know a little too much about Sloth poop. It's kind of fascinating, though. They have fascinating poop. And so I call bullshit on that being Sloth poop that she fell into. Might have been poop from one of the other girls. Just saying. And then we're getting shots of, you know, all the new girls being, oh, the Sloth's so adorable. And then shots of the Sloth killing people. Looks to be like all the girls that are on Queen Bitch's side. And we kind of more see the aftermath of dead bodies than seeing the Sloth killing anyone. So we're getting like completely unimaginative kills. We're not even really getting the kills. We're just seeing corpses. Which I want to see more of a... you got to kill a Sloth. I want to see the Sloth killing. I don't want to see the bodies just piling up. I want to see like just some Sloth versus sorority girl action. Because, you know, the sorority girls, aren't they going to try to fight back? And I want to see the sloth just smash them and kick their ass. There is so much that this movie could be doing, and it's not. Now, Fratsis is hanging out by the pool with the sloth. And, oh my god, the sloth is so fucking adorable right now. It's a she. The sloth is a she. It's got clarified. And she's wearing a sun hat. And she's drinking a beer that she opened with her little claws. Like, she just popped off the beer cap. That is so fucking adorable. I love the sloth. I'm rooting for the sloth. And not just because I always root for the killer in these movies. I legit love this sloth. But the girl with the conscience, who, is the sister of the hero girl. She's like, okay, this is just too much. This is not how a sloth's supposed to be living. Why, I see nothing wrong with... This sloth is living the good life, in my opinion. But, conscious girl does have a point that, you know, this isn't how they should be living. They should be living in nature. So she's gonna go and take the sloth to a shelter to get the sloth back to nature where it belongs. But Hero Girl sees this and like, you're trying to steal my sloth. I need this sloth to be popular. Which, you know, is bad. Like, that is not a good reason to own a pet. Not to become popular. You're supposed to love the pet. Which, she loves this pet. But the main goal of owning a pet should not be to become popular. And so they're arguing, and the sloth grabs the phone out of the sister's pocket and throws it into the street. And when she goes to get this phone, blammo! Car hits her. It's a good, that's a good horror movie trope I like. That just, girl walks into, you know, the street, complaining, not paying attention, and blammo! Gets hit by a vehicle. It's... Did it start with Final Destination? Because that's the earliest one I can think of. Is it happening in Final Destination. And it was fucking great. Because it's like so unexpected. You're expecting like all of these elaborate deaths. As everyone else dies. And then this girl just blammo! Gets hit by a bus. But this girl does not die. She just goes to the hospital. And Hero Girl has to go to the hospital with her because it's her sister. Meanwhile, Queen Bitch is like, this might help my chances to win. So Hero Girl's at the hospital with her sister and apologizing. And it's all because the rest of you know who you are. I don't know who I am. And I just wanted to be popular and blah, blah, blah. And the sister's like, you know, go to the election. I don't care. I'll be here dying. Because, you know, the election's more important. But, I mean, you know, she's got a point. Like, her sister's gonna be in the hospital kind of dying for a while. Nothing you can really do, so might as well go to the election ceremonies. Meanwhile, the sloth is killing more sorority girls. Off screen. Boo! Seriously! You had one job. Killer sloth. You show the sloth killing people. Even that fucking stupid killer llama movie showed the llama killing people. Just something. That's the whole point of a horror movie is you want to see the kills. You don't have the kills happen off screen. I mean, maybe if you're like making an artsy movie that's really more about the psychological that's going on. It's about psychological drama. Then, yeah, maybe the kills are off screen because, you know, you don't want that to be the focus. But your movie is about fucking killer sloth. You are not making art. So it's time for the super secret voting ceremony. Super secret because the girls have to put on, like, red robes. Like, ooh, it's like initiation. Ooh, it's creepy, it's weird, rituals and shit.
And to vote, they're given two roses, and they gotta drop a rose into this big fishbowl. A white rose for the bitchy girl, and a red rose for the not bitchy girl, the hero girl. And I thought this was gonna be a secret vote, but everyone can see which flower you put into the fishbowl. So even though they still have to count at the end, you can see like who's your friend and who's your enemy. You might as well at that point just like raise hands, like all who favor of her say yay, yay. All in favor of her say nay, nay. I say yay, I say nay, I say yay. When I say yay, you say nay. Please tell me that's not an actual song. I will be very sad if that actually was a song. But they vote, and Hero Girl wins! Yay! She's in charge of the sorority now. And she left her phone back in her room, because, super secret shit, I guess. Like, you can't be filming this. And Slava pulls up the phone! And seriously, one of the most fucking intelligent sloths I've ever seen. Though, to be fair, I guess I haven't seen that many sloths, so they all could be this fucking smart. But she pulls up recent travels on Google Maps, or the generic version of Google Maps. They don't have the rights to use Google Maps. And she's the sloth sees the sloth sees the hospital the sister is at, and the sloth thinks, okay, it's time for me to go and kill that bitch. And the sloth takes the keys and gets into the car and drives. And oh my God, this is just so fucking adorable. She's driving, she's got her windows down, wind flowing in her hair. Oh, it is fantastic. And the red light, she stops at the red light. Telling you, intelligent sloth. She knows traffic laws. And, Lord knows how she's hitting the gas and brake pedals. It's a movie. You just kind of go with the flow at this point. But unfortunately, she's driving a little too fast, and a cop comes after her. Or, maybe it's a case of DWS, driving while sloth. And remember Zootopia? The sloths in that movie, like, they're super slow, but then they get into a car and they fucking, like, just speed like fucking assholes. That's just how sloths are. They've got a lead foot and they get into the car and they speed. But the sloth isn't gonna slow down for the cop because fuck you, a cab. All cops are bastards. And she parks in the right spot at the hospital and manages to sneak out, and the cop comes, pulls out her gun. It's a female cop. Yeah, women can be cops too, and women can be bastards. All women cop are bastards. And she pulls out the gun, and she opens the door to the car. But there's no one there. Whoa, how did this happen? And the sloth goes up to the room and pulls the plug. Although the sister isn't quite fully on life support, so it's not like she dies right away. But anyhow, when you pull the plug on someone who is on life support, they still don't die right away. Their body still kind of like fights it a bit because, your body is wired to try to survive no matter what. So even though you're like a vegetable, you're completely brain dead, your body still fights to stay alive. And but it's doesn't matter because she's not dead anyhow. She's not on life support, but it was helping her breathe, so now she's having trouble breathing and it's gonna be too much, and she's shackled, so she can't like, why is she shackled? Are they worried of like that she's gonna hurt herself? I don't know. Do they shackle people that are on life support? No, seriously, do they think she's a danger? Why is she shackled? I've spent time in the hospital. My wife spent time in the hospital. My son has spent time in the hospital. My parents have spent time in hospitals. My in-laws have spent time in hospitals. And I've never once seen anyone shackled to a hospital bed. But the sister is shackled. And the sloth climbs up and pulls out the phone and takes a selfie. Oh, it's so adorable. She's got her own Instagram account. Killer sloth. Oh. And she somehow texts with her claw, "What should I do next? Hashtag killer sloth." Oh, that is so adorable. And, you know, that's probably the best that this film comes to doing some social commentary. That even a fucking sloth in the media age is going to take a selfie. Oh, shit. It reminds me of that Marc Maron joke from his last comedy special. At least last from when I record this. I don't know when you're listening to it. But he's talking about, like, he goes to visit, like, his girlfriend who had just died in the hospital during COVID. So they allowed him, like, as a favor to come and see her body before they, you know, cart her away or whatever. And as he's leaving, he thinks to himself, "Should I take a selfie?" And Sloth would say, "Yes, take the selfie." And then Sloth grabs a pillow and starts to suffocate the sister. Again, not an elegant kill, but actually it is kind of elegant. It's the humane way to do it. But giving me a killer sloth, I want to see fucking, like, kills with that claws. Like, oh my god, you know, it's just so brilliant. You've got this so fucking adorable sloth juxtaposed with it killing. You know, it's like Chucky. The early Chucky movies where he's just a cute, adorable little doll and he kills people. He doesn't kill them off screen. He kills them on screen, slashing them with a fucking knife. And this is what I am not getting from this movie. So, Hollywood, you fucking love, like, ripping off ideas from everyone else. Someone get me a proper killer sloth movie. But before the sister can completely die, a nurse comes in. So the sloth hides, and the nurse calls a code blue. Now, Queen Bitch goes looking for a friend that, you know, wasn't around to vote for her and probably cost her the election. And she goes into the bathroom and, oh no! Her dead body's there in the bathtub that apparently no one today had to use the bathroom. So no one has gone into the bathroom and realized, oh hey, there's a dead body in our bathroom. And then the sloth attacks. But instead of slashing out Queen Bitch's eyes with fucking, like, sloths have huge claws. No, she decides to choke Queen Bitch instead. Which, okay, you know, maybe she wants the Queen Bitch to suffer. But you're a sloth. Claw her eyes out, she's gonna suffer a lot of pain still. It's still a slow death. Luckily, Hero Girl shows up and uses a book to knock the sloth off of Queen Bitch's back. And they're like, oh no, the sloth is going to kill us all. And the sloth runs away. So they're like, they decide, we're going to team up and get the sloth. And they go and check into Hero Girl's bedroom. And Queen Bitch runs right away because the chair turns around slowly. And there's the sloth. Yeah, sloth is gonna fucking fuck up a bitch. But Hero Girl, who has the toilet lid, because she picked it up from the bathroom because she knew she was gonna need a weapon, and smacks the sloth, and the sloth goes flying out the window. And Hero Girl looks out and sees that it's dead, and so she calls out to Queen Bitch, "You can come out now, sloth is dead." And Queen Bitch doesn't want to come out because she knows this is a horror movie. Killer is not dead yet. And sure enough, Hero Girl looks out the window and the sloth is gone. Now, the rest of the sorority girls are
playing some stupid like game in the shower where they like blindfold each other and they gotta walk through the showers. And do you trust them to not burn or freeze you by having it too hot or too cold? And of course, the sloth, she turns the heat up all the way and it's burning, scalding. And then she takes a piece of electrical wire and throws it into the shower so that the sorority girls are electrocuted and the sloth kills them off screen. Why? I just want to see like the sloth like claw someone's eyes out, and we are not getting that. And I'm like sad, and this movie still has like 20 minutes to go, and that makes me really even more sad that I'm gonna have to, I don't know, maybe complete bloodbath in the last 20 minutes. I can only hope. And the sloth taunts Hero Girl by throwing her phone and showing her Instagram account where she took a selfie with her sister. Oh! But then the house mom comes and she's completely drunk, but she's like, "Yeah, fuck you, sloth," and takes one of those like big wooden paddles, the one that, you know, you smack across the people who are pledging, and she just starts smashing the sloth and just fucking, it's the sloth's got to be dead. It's just got its face fucking smashed in, and she finds Hero Girl and she says, "It's okay. It's gonna be okay. I killed the sloth." And then the sloth, theoretically, 'cause we don't really see it, 'cause sorority mom's on the other side of the door, and then we see sloth's hand break through the door and it's bloody. So the implication is that the sloth just pushed its like fist right through the house mom, which could have been really cool to see. But I guess, I don't know, maybe the special effects budget just wasn't there. And we see them tussle, except we don't see them tussle. It happens off screen. And apparently, house mom wins, maybe, and she stumbles into the room with the hero girl, and the house mom is dying. And since she's dying, it's time for her to give a long speech about how, you know, don't waste your days away. Because the only reason she was still being like the house mom, even though she was like now 60, she looked good for 60, but apparently a lot of surgery she was going through. But she looks good for 60, but she was still in hopes that one day she might get voted president. Don't you have to announce that you're gonna run for president? So if you're not like running, like how are you gonna get voted president? I'm just saying, like, there's protocol that you gotta go through. And apparently she also would occasionally steal socks from the sorority girls and wear them to pretend that they are cool. Which, I don't know, I've never tried that. Instead of panty raids, let's go on sock raids and steal socks from sorority girls and put them on our feet and see if it makes us feel cool. Probably won't, because I've got big feet, and so those socks will be just really fucking tight on my feet. Yay! And that's the noise I'm gonna make. And sorority mom is now dead. Now, Hero Girl's boyfriend, oh yeah, I forgot about him, is looking through her Instagram and sees that she won the. Wait, what is she? She didn't have her phone. So it wouldn't have been her Instagram posting the pictures of her winning the election, but, you know, he sees that she won, so he sends her congratulations text, as well as a eggplant emoji to let her know that he's gonna cook some eggplant parmesan for her later. I kid, I know that the eggplant emoji means penis, and he's saying, "I am gonna show you my penis later." Then he's still looking through Instagram and finds the killer sloth's Instagram account. And, you know, all these selfies. And uh-oh, selfie with Hero Girl's sister, with the implication that the sloth is gonna kill the Hero Girl's sister. This isn't good. So he runs over to save his girlfriend, and they decide, we're going to team together to fight off this killer sloth. And then Fratsis shows up, and she's, like, just completely decked out with knives and a samurai sword. Oh, she is ready to fuck some shit up. And Queen Bitch is still alive and probably, like, I don't know. I guess the movie just needs her and her aerosol can that she's gonna use as a weapon. So the four of them set off to find the sloth, and they find the sloth, and the sloth kills the boyfriend right away. Cause he's a pussy. Also, he didn't have a weapon. Hero Girl at least had the paddle. So, and Queen Bitch has the aerosol spray. So everyone has a weapon except for him, because he's all, like, tough macho guy, I guess. Like, oh, I'm man, I can fight Sloth. And the Sloth rips his heart out, which you kind of see. You kind of see the Sloth rip something out. I'm assuming heart could be, like, ripping out the gallbladder. I don't know. Sloth rips something out. Boyfriend's out of the equation. Fratsis is like, Queen Bitch just runs into a wall and knocks herself out. Oopsie. It happens. But then Fratsis, she starts throwing knives, but the Sloth, even though a Sloth is typically slow, you would think, Sloth has lightning quick reflexes and avoids them. So Fratsis takes out her samurai sword. Oh, shit's gonna happen. But again, the Sloth just keeps avoiding it until finally the death blow. Fratsis plunges the samurai sword through the Sloth. And it looks like the Sloth is dead. And she pushes the Sloth off the samurai sword. And in the fight, Sloth must have gotten her claws into Fratsis, because Fratsis is pretty much dead now, or at least disemboweled. And unfortunately, as you might guess, the Sloth did not die. And even worse, for them, not for us the viewers, Sloth has a samurai sword now. And oh my god, it is so fucking adorable. And I just know this movie is not going to show us Sloth doing all sorts of samurai shit, which it should, because that's just fucking awesome. Sloth has a samurai sword. And I was right. Before Sloth could do any sort of cool samurai shit, she gets shot by the sister who's escaped from the hospital and still has the IV. Which, I gotta wonder, like, doesn't that just become more cumbersome to drag the IV around with you, like, it's on the little rack? Like, yeah, okay, it's on wheels, so it's not, like, completely impossible, but don't you just pull the IV out at the point? Like, the IV's kind of more there for hydration and possibly to feed you, but it's mostly hydration. You don't need it at some point. Like, okay, I mean, you probably need it, but if you're well enough to get up and walk out of the hospital, you could probably just, you know, stop and grab, like, a soda on the way and, well, no, a water. You'll want to get a water because you're trying to rehydrate yourself. My point is, if you're escaping from the hospital, you probably don't need the IV. Just rip that shit out of your arm and it'll make your life easier. And so, Sloth is dead. Maybe. No, it's not dead yet. And Hero Girl takes the samurai sword and is about to just slam it through the heart of the Sloth to make sure the Sloth's dead, but the Sloth runs away. The Sloth is just not dead yet. These killers, you know, you gotta kill them like 15 times. That's just movie logic. And so they decide, like, they're going to escape. Hero Girl, the sister, Fratsis, all right, she's still alive, I'm glad. Bleeding, but not dead. And the boyfriend, okay.
So I don't know what he got ripped out, but it wasn't his heart. Hit heart. Damn it. I was like excited that at least the sloth ripped out someone's heart, but no, it didn't. Probably ripped out the gallbladder, and you can live without a gallbladder. Might have even done him a favor, because he might have had a lot of gallbladder stones. So, but they decide they're going to escape. But Hero Girl, because she's the Hero Girl, can't quite leave. She's got to make sure the sloth is dead. And plus, Queen Bitch is still trapped. And so she grabs the samurai sword and goes and finds the sloth, who's currently, like, holding Queen Bitch hostage. But sloth is willing to let the Queen Bitch go, because it's going to be a fight between her and Hero Girl. But it's got to be hand-to-hand. So she drops the... Hero Girl drops the samurai sword, and they go to fight. And... whatever, I don't care. Tierra gets shoved into Sloth's head. The Sloth dies, but points to a picture of the jungle, because he wants to go back to the jungle and be buried there. I think you could fulfill her last request, right? Now, a year later, and there's a big charity thing for the Fighting for Ethical Treatment, Care, and Humanity. FETCH. Oh my god, someone has made Fetch happen! So the goal of Fetch is to teach everyone that poaching is bad, and some sort of reunion between Hero Girl and Queen Bitch and blah blah blah. Credits roll, and ooh, before they fully roll, we're back in the jungle, and there's a tour group, and the guide is talking about how there's all these dangerous animals, and poachers are trying to kill the animals, and Swan Girl starts walking off from the group, and gets too close to a crocodile, or is it an alligator? I don't know which one's in the jungle. I really should learn that, shouldn't I? I should, but I won't. But luckily, you know, she doesn't get close enough to be eaten. But, oh, hey, there's a cute little sloth hanging from the tree. Let me get a selfie. Credits roll. And I fast forward through the credits to see if, like, okay, is this going to be one of those movies with an end credits scene? And there is not. But, quite interesting. This film was funded from, like, tax incentives from the Republic of Serbia. What? I didn't even realize there was a Serbian film industry. Like, is this fucking, like, Uwe Boll totally, like, gaming the German tax system to make movies? Like, because I'm pretty sure none of this film was made in Serbia. So now I gotta find out, how can I exploit this tax code and make a movie thanks to the Republic of Serbia? Because I will make a much fucking better Killer Sloth movie. Because in mine, you will see the sloth killing people. You will see the sloth doing all sorts of shit with the samurai sword. And you will see boobs. In fact, that's how I'm going to sell the film to Serbia. There's going to be boobs in this film. Give me my money. Wow, I am going to have to look into this. Because I think I can make a better film than Slaughterhouse. Oh, yeah. There's nothing worse than when a movie has potential. And this was so close to potential because it put a fucking samurai sword in the hands of a sloth. Oh. But velvetowl@hotmail.com. Leave a comment in the comment section. Chill out. Peace out. I love you guys.